Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barazande. You're tuning into the UOP Revolution Shift 2012, and it's just such an awesome and familiar time. People are piling in on the phone line. People are really tuning in and excited about how they can connect to their own gifts, to their own power. And I almost call it, you know, their own superpower, because I believe we have in us a superpower to be healthy, a superpower to be who we're meant to be, and a superpower to really connect to what we are. And that power is unlimited. And whether it's in the form of our awareness and our consciousness and our gifts, or whether it's in terms of our high vibration and our natural state of vibration, our natural state of abundance of antioxidant levels, our natural state of bodily possibility and health and awareness, that's what we care about here at the UOP Revolution. Because I believe you're going to find out, as you awaken to what we're doing here, is that something in your life is unplugged. And that's the reason why you may feel like, hey, things supposed to be better. I think and I feel in my heart like there's something else in my life that I really know is supposed to be here, and it's not. It might be a certain way you feel. It might be a certain way that you are responding to things. It might just be a certain knowing that you have. And the people that live amazing lives, magical lives, miraculous lives, are the ones that say, you know what, I'm going to listen to that voice, and I'm going to make something different happen in my life. I'm going to learn. And so we're here to teach and learn and give you things you can take away right now and apply in your life. And so this is valuable because our mission is to connect you to who you're meant to be. And there are other people in the world, too, that love to be connected to who they're meant to be. And we encourage you to share this with those people. So you can do that at our free sharing site. It's uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W. And, you know, all you have to do is just go on the Facebook little part and say, hey, great call. I'm listening to Dr. Christy Weston talk about one of the most efficient health discoveries of our time. And people on your Facebook pages, in your Facebook community, your friends and family, maybe your parents, your loved ones, will get this information. And if they miss the call, it even goes to our replay page so they can listen for as long as we have them up and bandwidth allows. So I want to get started. We have Dr. Christy Weston here, and we spoke, and oh my gosh, she is just a bundle of energy and a beautiful soul. I can hear it coming through her voice. You are going to love this session. And she's going to be talking about something that's been one of the most popular things here at the UOP Revolution. I mean, last year I never expected to see the huge inflow of people who were connecting to this new way of life. And in fact, as I look down at my desk, if you look at my bed where I sleep, if you look at everything around me where I spend an extreme amount of time, I have connected to this power and I feel better. Many people tell me, you look younger. I'm turning 40 actually in about a couple weeks, a month and a half, and people say, I thought you were like 30 or 28. I even had one person write in and say, you know, you're really young, and I'm like, well, I wouldn't say I'm old, but I'm not that young either. I just, you know, plugged into the right thing. So we're going to talk about earthing, my experience and hers. So let me introduce her, because I'm too full of energy. I'm going to go on forever. Dr. Christy Weston is the founder of Simply Vibrant, a revolutionary new concept in natural health that empowers individuals with common sense solutions for vibrant living. So we're going to be talking about something called earth medicine. And Dr. Weston has a diverse background which spans the breadth of conventional and natural health, the wisdom of both disciplines. She earned her pre-medicine and science degrees from the College of St. Benedict. She's followed her passion for natural medicine, which I love. She received her Doctor of Chiropractic from Northwestern Health Sciences, which is a very prestigious school. And her postdoctorate has been in the field of epigenetics. This is so amazing, expanding the knowledge base in the areas where individuals like you and me have control over the expression of their genes, namely via detoxification, nutrition, and stress adaptation. She's passionate about her research, and one of her applications is in the field of earthing. And so we're going to talk about that and how it can help you to maintain vibrant health. And I've got some stories on earthing as well from my own family. So, Dr. Christy, thank you for being here. At the risk of me blabbing on forever, please jump in. We're so glad to have you.
Oh, my pleasure to be here. My pleasure. Yeah, my focus has really been on
What are the simplest things? There's all kinds of wonderful things out there that we can do. But yeah. I've really been honing in on what are the simplest things that can make the biggest difference? And what are some of the easiest things that can have the most profound effect on our body? Because we're all so busy running in our hamster wheel, especially I know that a lot of your listeners are the type of people who are really up to big things in the world. And so the question is, how can we have it all? How can we have time to be able to go out there and make happen what we want to make happen and still nourish ourselves and care for ourselves so we have the energy and the stamina to do so? So so that's really what's brought me to this conversation in that we're going to have today, which is around earthing.
Well, I love that idea of easy and natural. I guess those are the two things that came out in my mind was easy is good because we're all so busy, and natural is good because I think we all know that we have this intuitive design that our body has been designed to function in. Yet so many people are sort of living life the opposite way, hard and unnatural. And by doing so, there's certain things that are happening. So maybe let's talk about why we literally are unplugged and possibly becoming more unplugged than any other time in history from the natural unlimited power that is our birthright. And what is it doing to people, and why is it a problem? I mean, why don't we just stay like this and not worry about it?
we've gotten so far away from our natural state that we've forgotten it's normal to be healthy. It's absolutely normal for our body to know how to heal itself. You think about when you get a cut, you don't have to do anything. Your body automatically has the wisdom and intelligence to know how to heal pretty much anything short of, you know, emergencies. And so just that presence to create a kind of a paradigm of that we're building into together. So being healthy is normal. And we also have forgotten our place in this big picture, which is we are another creature in nature. So just like the animals, the plants, they're all in harmony with nature's cycles. So we have the cycles of day and night, flowers open and they close. We have birds that migrate at different seasons, and we have animals that have different mate. There's all of these cycles, the tide, the moons. And so we've forgotten that we are an intimate part of this cycle. And so what's been so interesting, and I'm a member of the earthing research team, what we've been measuring is what is the impact on our separation from the earth. And when I say separation, I mean literally that we are no longer touching the earth. So if you just go back a couple generations, you know, when you look at how homes were built, we had dirt floors, everyone had their own gardens. Days started with sunrise, they went, you know, they closed at sunset. We were very much in harmony with nature and its rhythms. And now, through the advent of all kinds of modern conveniences, many of them I couldn't live without, we've become more and more disconnected. So literally, our feet no longer come in contact with the earth. So if you think about it, and this is really shocking for some people, you know, when you really think, when was the last time that I actually had my bare feet touching the earth? Some people, you think about it, it could be years of time go by. And the impact of that, so the impact of us living in homes that are elevated off the earth, sleeping in beds that are further elevated, you know, working in buildings that are isolated from the earth, driving in cars with rubber tires, wearing shoes that have plastic soles, the impact is that we no longer are in touch with the earth. And so this was, I love to share this with people because this was completely new to me. So in all of my training and all of my education, what I never learned was that we are primarily electrical beings. Mm. And I mean that in a very real sense, that when you actually break down what's happening in our body, every thought you think, every action or muscle you fire, every beat of your heart is literally an electrical impulse. And so just like, you know, any other thing that's electrical, over time your batteries wear down. And so what's so fascinating, and I'm explaining this in kindergarten terms because it's the most joyful way to tell a story, but I think it's also the most effective. So we are these electrical beings, and we've been cut off from our energy source. What we didn't realize is that the earth, you can think of it like a huge battery. And so the outside, the covering of the earth is teeming with negative electrons, this energy that's waiting to be absorbed. And the moment you put your bare feet on the earth, your body absorbs this energy and it recharges just like a battery. And so what's physically happening is you're absorbing what the energy actually is electrons. And so the first time I heard this, I was like, okay, we're getting a little too far into the electrical world, talking about electrons and all of this. And then I really realized when you look at this, it's so profound, because if you look at the root behind all chronic disease, it's chronic inflammation.
Okay.
So every type of illness, if we have arthritis, hepatitis, autoimmune disorders, MS, diabetes, they all at their source have chronic inflammation at their base. And what's so brilliant, and again, within this context that everything we need for an amazing health and life is right here at literally, in this case, at the, right under our feet, the moment we put our bare feet on the earth, our body absorbs electrons. That's what we absorb. Mm. And these electrons work in our body like a fire extinguisher. They quench inflammation. So that's why when you start looking at earthing, this is what we call this phenomenon of reconnecting to earth's energy. When you reconnect to earth's energy, you're going to see all kinds of stories of people having amazing healings from all kinds of conditions. And what's really important to remember is that it's not the earthing products that do anything. It's literally this natural mechanism in your body that when you're in touch with the earth, and you absorb this energy and your body recharges, everything functions at its best. And so inflammation, which is that driver behind chronic disease, is quenched. And then your body actually has an opportunity to heal itself.
Incredible. I mean, it's amazing for me just to realize like the infinite wisdom of the natural system and how our bodies were designed to function there. But yet that, you know, medical science is not talking about this, and I know, you know, we could go down many rabbit holes here about sort of the state of the traditional medicine and the pharmaceutical industry and incentives possibly to not make people aware of this. But what are, when people are not grounded and they are not getting what we're talking about here, what happens in their body? What are some of the signs? What are some of the things that start to take place?
That's a great question. So it's a lot of the things that we think are a normal part of the aging process. So a sign of this lack of earth energy, which is really a lack of electrons, some really common signs are fatigue, especially chronic fatigue, dysregulated sleep. Many people have chronic inflammation, so that can show up like aches and pains and all of the itises that we associate with aging. That's also a sign. Blood circulation being sticky or having cold hands and feet, so when circulation isn't optimized. Having this hyper-responsive cortisol, this stress response where, you know, you just always kind of feel on edge. These are some of the most common signs I see that are correlated. And the reason I correlate them is because it's the exact things that we see not only in the research lab, but more importantly, what people are feeling, the stories that they share when they reconnect to the earth are the reverse of that. So when you reconnect to the earth, whether it's that you kick off your shoes and you go barefoot outside on the grass or on sand, or you use a product inside that can connect you to the earth, some of the most common things that I hear from people is that, you know, there's almost an immediate surge of energy. It's almost like you just literally, you recharged your battery. It's like,
oh, wow.
And you're running that full charge. Second most common thing I hear is that it takes the edge off. And we know now why that happens in the research lab. So one of the major markers that we can monitor in relationship to stress is cortisol. And a lot of us have heard about cortisol and connected it in with stress and also, you know, with really stubborn abdominal fat. A lot of women, you know, make that connection as well because we've been in the media. Yeah. But what we see with connecting to the earth is something that's nothing short of, you know, what I love, if I digress for a moment, what I love is when our research connects with something that's so awe-inspiring that you know that none of us could have ever created it. And what earthing does to cortisol is one of those aha moments that you just get humbled to see there is such a greater intelligence that's at play here. So if you look at cortisol, our cortisol naturally is supposed to spike between 7 and 8 in the morning, and that's what is supposed to get us up out of bed in the morning. It causes us to have more energy so we can get up and get going for the day. And then ideally, that will slowly wind down during the day. So at about 10 o'clock is its lowest. And so it should allow you to slowly drift into a peaceful sleep. And most of us are exactly flip-flopped. So we're driving ourselves so hard that we burn ourselves out. And so our cortisol is still revved up at night, and so we can't sleep. And then in the morning when it's time to get up, our cortisol doesn't spike. It's just like, ugh, you know, is it time to peel myself out of bed in the morning? And so that's something we can measure. So we can measure that in the laboratory to see how someone's cortisol. And so in one of our studies that we undertook, participants measured their cortisol before, and it was all over the board, like most of us in this culture are. And what was so jaw-dropping was that every single person in the study, when they slept connected to the earth, their cortisol came into perfect sync with one another. It rose beautifully in the morning, and it lowered during the day, and it had its lowest at 10 o'clock, which what people reported what they felt was, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm actually getting to sleep easier. I'm staying asleep. And when I wake up in the morning, I really feel like I got a restful sleep. I have energy. And what we're seeing now, the hypothesis is, and research is pointing to this, that, in fact, the cueing mechanism for the body is the earth itself. So literally, when you are in contact with the earth, it's the earth's energy rising at that time of day, just like the impact on all the other, you know, why would we be any different than the flowers or the animals or any other part of nature? That's actually the cueing mechanism that wakes us up and causes a spike in cortisol so we start our day and then can wind down at night. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. It is incredible. So, I mean, when we look at this, is this problem in the world? I mean, are people going to eventually get more grounded if they continue on, like, with the traditional way of thinking? Or do you see us getting the traditional side of thought and practice moving further away? I mean, is this something that's going to naturally get better by itself, or is it just sort of we're gonna have to take some steps in our life to really reconnect?
Yeah, it's a shift of paradigm is what it is, because it's a shift from looking outside of ourselves for the answers and believing, putting our faith in a lotion, a potion, a cream, or something outside of ourselves, and reclaiming that power that we have within ourselves. And also that we have been designed with everything we need in this lifetime to be healthy and vital and, you know, live a life of possibility. And so that's what I love about this project. As much as it is fascinating to research about and to see the health implications, it also has a larger message about it's really time to reconnect. It's time to get back to the basics and reconnect to our own innate healing ability and empower it, reconnect to each other and the gifts that we are to each other, so bringing teamwork to life's daily tasks, and then reconnecting to the healing power of the earth. And so I really see that a paradigm shift is required here, because we are just running faster, faster, faster as a culture to try to keep up, especially now with everything that's happening. You know, there's so much pressure now to make sure that you can keep groceries on your table. And I think now is really just that call to action to really simplify. And that's what I love about earthing. So many of my patients come in and they just ask really real questions. They say, you know what, I've got this budget, and what can I get the most bang for my buck? They're like, if you were me, what would you invest your money in? What could cause the greatest shift in my health, given that I have this limited amount of money to spend? And that's where earthing, for me, is the number one thing to invest in. Because when you really understand it, and I know I haven't spoken about the logistics of how this works, but earthing in general is free to everybody. Everybody can go outside, put your bare feet on the grass, on sand, and we find that at least 30 minutes you want to do that, because that's when the physiologic effects of earthing take place. But for most of us, 30 minutes. But for most of us, we require much more because we are so wore down. So it's almost like you get out there and you have your 30 minutes and you start to feel refreshed, and then it's time to get back on to the next task of your task list for the day. And so what's been such a pleasure to be related to is this advent of ways that we can stay connected to Earth's energy while we're inside. And so I've had the great pleasure of working intimately with Clint Ober, who was the founder and the designer of this technology, and has really pioneered all the research that has come about. And so there are actually really simple ways that you can connect to Earth's energy while you're inside. And so what I always tell people, because people always ask, you know, where do you start with something like this? And I tell people, okay, step one is get outside and put your feet on the ground. And ideally, if you can pick up the book Earthing, it's one of those reads that you can really absorb the impact of it. So I would say go outside and read the book and put your bare feet on the ground. And notice the impact that you feel. But the very next step is to ground yourself while you sleep, because sleep is critical for well-being. And this is so overlooked. But without sleep, sleep is when our body recharges. It's when it regenerates. It's when it detoxifies and cleans itself. If we don't get good sleep, it doesn't matter how good our diet is, how intense our exercise program is, how, you know, well-intentioned all of our, you know, focus sessions are. Nothing is going to work the way that it could unless you get enough sleep. And so this is, for me, if I look at how could I impact a person's health and quality of life in the most impactful way, it would be to help them get a truly restful sleep.
Yes.
And so, you know, there's a couple ways to accomplish that. Number one basic way is you could sleep outside, right? So you could get back in nature and actually sleep in contact. Most people don't elect to take that option, but that's an option that's accessible to everybody. But the next step is to use a product that can connect you to Earth's energy while you sleep. And so what that means is that for 8 hours or however many hours of sleep that you're getting, you are literally getting this healing energy. You're recharging your batteries for the day ahead while you sleep. And in the world of looking for the simplest things that has the most impact, if I can cause somebody to be able to just go to sleep in contact with something, that is any physician's most blessed gift, because there's no compliance factor, right? Everyone can go to sleep. And so that's the next step I recommend to people is make sure that you're connecting to the earth while you sleep. Get those 8 hours to be a really nice, deep, restful sleep, and then everything on top of that will build.
Yes, I agree. And so it's incredible to me that this is so simple, yet people can't do it or don't do it because they don't understand it. First, they don't have the knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, you can. But if you don't have the time, or maybe you work a lot of hours, or maybe you live in the city and you live in an apartment and, you know, there's not places you can walk. And like, for example, somebody wonderful just wrote into us and said, had a question. Patricia said, is it safe to walk around in cities barefoot with chemicals on the lawn and animal waste in the grass? And or maybe you live in an area where they say, hey, if you want to walk in the park, you better put shoes on and you get fined. Hey, what do people do in this urban sprawl as this gets more and more, you know, difficult to really stay connected?
Yeah. Well, and this is the whole point of this. We need a bridge. The truth is we need a bridge for this to really be practical, because I don't think many of us are going to give up our comfy beds and our cell phones and everything else and our computers. We need to have a bridge that connects us with nature. And that's, in fact, what the entire line of earthing products do. They're just tools. And it's a very real phenomenon. This was something that I, as a researcher, really wanted to understand. This is a very physical phenomenon that it's not like it works for some people and it doesn't work for other people. The earthing products themselves, how they work is there's a couple options. One is that you actually take a grounding rod and put it into the earth, and there's a conductive cord that connects to an earthing surface. So that could be a sheet that's conductive. It could look like a mat that's conductive that you could use underneath your keyboard. It could look like something for your car, an auto seat pad. There's lots of different places that you could use this. But what happens is so simple. It literally is that you're conducting and carrying earth energy to wherever you are inside. So it's almost simulating while you're sitting at your computer desk, it's simulating you sitting in a meadow. And that brings up such a great point. I appreciate what your listener is offering in that, unfortunately, we're in a time where we haven't been good stewards of the land we have. So going outside barefoot sometimes it poses its own risks. And so to build that bridge where we can still understand how our body was designed, and our body was designed to be in contact with the earth. And people ask me how much. The truth is, we were designed to be connected to the earth 24/7. So the more you can stay connected, the better. And what I find for people, if people are looking for mild effects, so if they want a little bit of pain relief, if they want to have a little bit more energy, if they want to see a bettering of their sleep, connecting to the earth during the 8 hours at night is great. But for people who are, their health is really health compromised, so people with, you know, chronic inflammation or any type of a disease, people who I've seen lots of MS, lots of lupus, cancer, any of these much more intense, or just those of us who have completely worn ourselves down. I put myself in that category before I started earthing. Then you really want to stay connected as many hours of the day as possible. So, you know, without a doubt, you stay connected during those 8 hours, so you're getting that 8 hours of healing therapy to recharge your body. But also, as much as you can, staying connected either while you're driving, while you're, you know, somewhere stationary, like working on a computer or a desk, or even in front of your TV, you can use an earthing mat. And, you know, just think about, it's kind of like keeping your body charged up, keeping yourself charged.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I've had the earthing mat for over about a year now, and I have one on my desk that I use when I'm working. I have one that I sleep on at night. I have the half sheet that I have by my feet. So it's been incredible, the energy that I feel and the difference I feel, and I'll get into that later because I want to talk about that, but I want to get to people's questions. So this is a live call. I want to hear what your challenges are, what your questions are about earthing, or just about improving your wellness, your health, your energy levels, the way you feel, your mental state, all of that. So let's do this. Let me get a question. We've got Marge here who wrote in. She said, if you had a choice between a pain-erasing magnetic mattress or an earthing mattress, which would you choose and why? I realize there are different dynamics, but both modalities are helpful. What are your thoughts? And again, this is relating to a pain-erasing magnetic mattress.
Got it. So I have great respect for all kinds of healing modalities, and really it's so individualized. But what I can tell you from a research perspective is I have never seen anything like the phenomenon of reconnecting the human body to the earth. So what I've seen in research, and we're talking about double-blind placebo control research, is that the moment you reconnect to the earth, several things happen. And this happens for every human being on the planet, not just some people. This happens consistently time after time. First is that the stress response of the body goes down. We can measure that through the skin. So we see an instant drop in stress response, and we also see a normalization of cortisol. And again, cortisol is going to have a huge impact on your energy levels, your experience of stress and agitation, and your ability to get good, deep, restful sleep. So that's the first thing that we see. We also see over a period of about 20 to 30 minutes, and that's why I made that recommendation to make sure you connect for at least that long, that circulation is dramatically affected. So those individuals who have cold fingers, toes, compromised circulation to any area, especially diabetics. I've seen nothing short of miracles with diabetics who either have neuropathy or have diabetic ulcers where they're not getting circulation. Unbelievable. I take a stand that every human being on the planet who has diabetes gets connected to the earth. You'll see a pinking up of your face after about 20 to 30 minutes. So there's also a very real shift in skin tone and circulation, which is, you know, from a vein standpoint, circulation is the whole name of the game. If you can keep your circulation flowing, that's really the best anti-aging property that you can get. So that's second. We see a big impact in circulation. We also see a normalization of blood sugar. So blood sugar is much more balanced. And thyroid, our thyroid hormone, and so many women especially are struggling with these thyroids that are running a little bit on the low side. So we see an elevation in production of thyroid hormones. So that's going to impact energy. It's also going to impact metabolism. So your ability to burn calories and to maintain a healthy weight is impacted. So those are some of the key things. You know, I could go on and on about the research because it's so fascinating. But what has most profoundly struck me is that the research, again, is across the board. So as an individual who has now, this has become one of those things I'm so passionate about sharing with people, I can feel really confident. You know, whenever you recommend something to someone, there's always that little nagging voice in the back of your head like, oh, I hope it works for them as well as it worked for me, you know. Or earthing is one of those things that I can confidently look people in the eye and say, I know what's going to happen in your body, and you are going to be better off. You're going to feel, you know, probably one of the most, the biggest things that I haven't touched on is when you can lower inflammation, then you can lower pain. You can allow the body to heal from things that never had a capacity for healing. So when you're affecting the body across this broad breadth of physiologic parameters, it's hard not to get a little bit zealous about it, in that, you know, where else could you reconnect to this source of energy that's limitless, and it's so effortless and inexpensive. And so, you know, it became an integrity issue for me as a clinician, that I almost feel if someone is coming to me for guidance and asking me, how could I best help whatever condition it is, earthing has to be part of that conversation. Because until you get inflammation down, until you get a person sleeping, until you take the edge of stress off, nothing else is going to work the way that it could. And so in relationship specific, that was a really roundabout answer to the question, but again, we're working with a different property here. So magnetics have wonderful healing effects. I think they're absolutely brilliant. Mm. And it's a very distinct phenomenon from reconnecting us to the energy of the earth that we were designed to be connected to. Does that make sense?
Yes, it totally does. It makes a lot of sense. And so it's a different whole dynamic. And this one, at least from your research and all of the detail that you've done, definitely has some key advantages that probably aren't found in other modalities.
You know, it's always hard to know. But when you're entrenched, and that's why I have so much respect for Clint Ober and his work, because he's taken this out of the level of theory, and it sounds like a good idea. And people generally feel good when they do it, to really looking scientifically at what is actually happening to the human body and how can we quantify that so that, you know, that part of our brain that needs to really understand the hows and the whys of how things work can also be satisfied as well. So it's not just, you know, something that we're convincing ourselves of. And so I just have such respect for that, because it bridges both worlds. And so I love when we see a synergy of what we see in the laboratory time and time again, and it's repeatable, and then out in the real world, people are also experiencing those same things, and it shows up as more energy and a better complexion and a better night's sleep and less pain and inflammation. Now we're really getting somewhere. I mean, this is something then that's really credible and has a profound ability to make a big impact in people's lives.
Yeah. Well, I want to do this because there are a lot of people that are right now saying, oh, okay, great. This is phenomenal. I want, you know, something simple that can help me feel better and live better. For somebody that just wants to start right now, what would be like a daily program for earthing? What would it look like? Like, would it be go down to the yard if you could for 30 minutes and walk barefoot just to get the minimum? I mean, maybe take us through like the minimum someone could do, because obviously if this is good for you and it's, you know, getting you to that place that you need to be, it's a good thing to continue it as much as possible. But for the person that just wants to start doing something now, what could they do in their life differently?
Yeah. So one is if you have a safe place and weather permits, to get outside barefoot for at least 30 minutes a day. That would be step one that you could take on. And just really pay attention to how you feel. Some people actually will, when you can bring awareness to it and you understand what's happening, where your body's literally absorbing these electrons. And it's interesting. I think it's important to understand what electrons are. You know, we always throw around the word antioxidants, right, that we need more antioxidants.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
To prevent aging, to prevent cancer, to prevent all of these things. We talk about antioxidants. But when you really break down, most of us don't really know what an antioxidant is. It's really simple. An antioxidant is an electron donor, which means it has an extra electron. So we think of really complicated ways to get antioxidants. So, you know, and we can get antioxidants through our fruits and our vegetables, and you can get them through supplements and all these different ways. But the simplest, cheapest way to get antioxidants is by reconnecting to the earth. Because there is a limitless supply of these electrons, which are antioxidants, right under your feet. And the moment you connect, you are flooding your body with antioxidants. And so they go to work doing everything that antioxidants do, quenching free radicals, slowing down the age process, helping empower the immune system and the healing ability of the body. So this comes back to, you know, there's lots of ways to skin a cat, but what's the easiest, most efficient way? I propose, let's do that while we sleep. You know, let's absorb those for 8 hours every night and ideally as many hours a day. So to bring that full circle back to your question, the first place to start would be get outside, bare feet on grass or sand, and for at least 30 minutes and feel the effects that you have. That could be option number one. Number two would be, the second priority would be to connect to the earth while you sleep. And the most inexpensive way to start is to connect with an earthing half sheet, or they call it a bed pad. And so that goes right on the bottom of your mattress. And there's two ways that you can connect that. One is that you can actually connect it with a cord that is a ground rod that goes out to the earth itself. So that's option number one. And it's actually easier said than it sounds. And the second option is you can actually plug it into a grounded outlet. So I'll share with you and your listeners, because this is something that, again, was completely new to me. You know, we always grow up scared of outlets, you know, like, don't stick something in the outlets.
Exactly.
And so I never knew that when you have a three-prong outlet, the top two prongs are electricity, and the bottom is actually a ground. And what that means is that literally outside your home or your apartment or wherever you live, there's an earthing rod that's drilled down into the earth itself, and it's grounding. It's actually carrying that grounding energy to your outlets to ground whatever your appliance is. So you can actually check, and you can use something that's called an outlet checker. You just plug it into your outlet, and if you're grounded properly, two lights will light up, and then you know, okay, this is a grounded outlet. And so the earthing products, also for those people who live, let's say, in multi-story, or running a ground rod outside just isn't practical, you have that option where you can actually plug right into that third prong. And you can't screw it up because it's actually a different size and shape. So you don't have to worry about, you know, in the middle of the night accidentally plugging into the wrong of the three. But you plug into that third prong. And what you're in essence doing is you're connecting to that grounding rod outside. So you're doing the exact same thing as if you ran a wire and you put that grounding rod outside. And so the products, people often ask me, they say, well, how does, let's say, a half sheet conduct this energy? How does that work? And that's really where the magic of the product is that inside it are several miles of conductive silver thread. And so that's what actually creates the conductive properties of the earthing tools. So when you plug in outside, regardless if you use the outlet or the grounding rod, and then there's a conductive cord, and that brings the energy, and then the entire surface that you have, so let's say it's your bed pad or your half sheet, it'll be then conductive. So as long as you have bare skin contact with those products, it's actually like a barefoot substitute. It's your body is having the same experience as if you were laying outside on the grass.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's so simple, and yet the impact on our body is so profound. So step one would be get outside with your bare feet at least 30 minutes. Step two would be make sure to have a way to sleep connected to the earth while you sleep, because that's just you know, 8 hours of a therapy you don't even have to think about, and you will have a dramatic impact on your sleep and your energy levels. And then I would encourage as much as you can during the day. So one of the products I use the most commonly is the Universal Mat, because it's just that. It works really well as a desk mat, so when I'm working on my computer, I'll put it underneath my wrists and I'll type, and so I can stay connected that way. Or I also have one on my couch, so if I'm there and I'm snuggled up, you can be in contact with the earth. Again, the more health compromised you are, or just the more benefits you want to experience. I mean, like, forget about having compromised health. We also just want to be the fullest expression of what we can be. So if you just want to keep yourself as recharged as possible, you want to stay connected as many hours a day as you can. And then, you know, for long car trips, it's really nice to have something that can connect you while you're driving as well.
Well, I agree with that, I've noticed a difference. I got my mom the sheets, and she had a lot of inflammation and pain with her back and things. And after she started using it, I mean, it's amazing. Like, it was probably about 20 days, I guess, until like the cumulative effect. And this is just what I remember last year. And she and my dad just felt so much better. They didn't really attribute it to that, because I just sort of said, hey, try this. But they were like, we feel so much better. We don't have so much energy. We've been running around, and they're in their 70s. And so it was, they didn't know what it was. I didn't tell them, you know, this is supposed to do this. So they just felt better, and they have not had a lot of those recurring things that were really bothering them. And so it's been just a huge blessing for the people that I care about.
Well, and a good thing that it brings up is we know from research that it's going to have a very consistent impact for the body. So we know that your inflammation is going to go down, your circulation is going to improve, your cortisol is going to regulate, you're going to sleep deeper. All of these things are going to happen across the board. Your individualized experience of it will be unique to you. So again, it depends on Where are you at on the spectrum of health when you start earthing? So if you're really quite compromised, what some people feel when they start earthing is, wow, I have a lot of cleanup work to do. You know, so for a couple days, you might actually feel a little bit, you know, fluish or under the weather, because your body's cleaning out all this garbage that's built up over time. It'll stimulate detoxification. Some people who, you know, are really, really hypersensitive, like their adrenals are on overdrive, takes them a little while to, you know, kind of, they're so wired, it takes a little while to come down. So when they first start, you know, it might even feel like, oh, wow, I feel energy, I feel energized, you know. And then they start to slowly wind down. And then other people feel instant, like they'll have chronic fatigue, they get connected, and 20 minutes later they feel like they're lit up and they're ready to go. So it's a really individualized kind of perception of what you feel. But you can have confidence that healing process is initiating in every single person who starts earthing consistently.
So the quick thing people can do, if you're here and you say, look, I just want to do something right now, you can go right outside of your wherever you are and walk barefoot and just, you know, spend some time with yourself in nature and put your feet on the grass, make sure that, you know, it's safe to do so, obviously, but that's something you can do immediately, and you'll need to do it for at least 30 minutes, right, Christy, to begin the process started.
Yeah, and to see especially the circulatory effects and inflammation, that's when you'll start noticing the most significant change.
Wow, this is a great gift. I mean, I love just to be able to give this to people and go, hey, here, you know, your life's going to be better. You're going to feel better. Something will shift just by doing that. Have you noticed, too, with people's behavior, just their outlook on life, or sort of maybe more of the, I guess they're just their feeling of life when you're grounded versus not? I know you mentioned cortisol and sort of the stress hormone and all of that. Does this also affect somebody's outlook and mood?
Well, you think about it, you know, sometimes these sayings get created for a reason. So when somebody's totally flying off the handle, what do we say to them? We say, hey, get grounded, ground yourself, you know?
Oh, wow.
There very much is a shift in, we've had several psychiatrists actually approach us about doing some research studies in this arena, because that is something that people consistently report, is that what would have normally triggered them no longer triggers them. And we know physiologically that's in part due to the cortisol regulating. But you think about it, and many of us don't even realize, you know, it's almost like you don't know how bad you felt until you start to feel good.
Exactly.
Some of us don't realize that we're running on half a charge. I mean, most of us, we've been like the lobster in the pot that's slowly boiling, you know. We don't even realize that we're wore down until all of a sudden you realize this was my experience. So when I started earthing, I really didn't have any complaints. I didn't have anything dramatic to say, oh, you know, my knee was hurting for 13 years and now it no longer hurts or anything like that. I felt like I was in pretty good health. And when I started earthing, the most noticeable thing I recognized was when I would wake up in the morning, my eyes would pop open like I was a kid again. I didn't have a recollection of what that actually felt like to wake up, and like you couldn't even stay in bed because you had so much energy that you wanted to go start your day.
Wow.
And so that was my experience, and I didn't realize how tired and how much I had burned myself out. So, you know, I encourage people that even if you feel pretty good, you don't even know how good you could feel. You might have even forgotten what that feels like to be really alive. And what I love about this simplicity is that it's one of those things that can be combined with anything. You know, it's not going to have a conflict with all of the great things you're doing herbally or diet-wise or anything. It's really going to be a compliment. The only caution that I warn, and it's not even a caution, it's more of a celebration, is that when you reconnect with Earth's energy and your body is going to come back to normal, it's going to come back, there's a word for it called homeostasis, which just basically means it's normal to be healthy, right? And so we're coming back to that midline. And it happens so powerfully and so quickly, the body rights itself when you get back in touch with this energy, that a lot of the crutches that you're on, so for some people, if they're on some pharmaceuticals, especially for blood thinning or thyroid or blood sugar or these types of things, your body is going to have this new access to being able to right itself. And so you may need to go back to your prescribing physician, and they may need to monitor and potentially lower a dosage on the medication. So that's the only thing I let people know, and it's really not something to be alarmed about. It's something to look forward to say, hey, my own body can actually do a lot of the work on its own when I'm given the energy to do it. So for those people who are on a lot of medications or have a really health compromised, what I suggest is starting slowly. You know, it's so funny to talk about it this way, but we're so disconnected from the earth that it's so powerful. Literally, the earth is like a 6 sextillion tons. So that's a 6 with 16 zeros. It's like a 6 sextillion ton battery. And the power that it has for our body when we reconnect can almost be overwhelming. And so to the body. So I suggest to people in that state of health to start slowly, actually start, you know, an hour a day, 2 hours a day, allow your body to slowly kind of ramp up to this this re-energizing in case it has to do a little clean-out work, you know, so just making sure you have plenty of water, take a good hot sea salt bath, you know, just nourish yourself as your body's kind of regaining that normal state of health.
Yeah, I, you know, what I was thinking about as you said that was, you know, see ourselves it's like these batteries, and just like you mentioned, Christy, and as children, we're like full to the top. You know, we've got all of this, and it's not the energy that comes from food. You know, it's not the same thing. I mean, we eat carbohydrates and simple sugars, and we get different types of energies and glucose and all this, but this is a little different. This battery, you do not recharge with food necessarily. This battery is recharged from the earth and from our own natural state of being grounded. And so we could go outside for 30 minutes or an hour, but, you know, it's kind of like your computer. When you're using your computer all day, your little laptop, if you have one, and you plug it in for an hour, it's now going down. It never gets back up to where it needs to be, to where it really is functioning the way it should, from the sense of holding its charge. And I think that's the way it is for a lot of us, and we're going through life just slogging along, and we get a lot of things from people here. Oh, I don't have enough, you know, ambition, or I don't have enough excitement about my dreams, or I'm just so tired, or I think about doing something new in my life and I have no energy. You know, I don't even want to imagine it. I can't even think about doing anything new, Darius. How do you have all this energy? Well, this has helped me a lot. I mean, is that kind of a reasonably accurate analogy of this battery that doesn't get charged with food? It doesn't get charged with, you know, organic food or anything like that, correct?
Yeah, it can get minimally charged. Again, if we look at what we're absorbing from the earth in a practical sense, it's electrons. So we can get a small amount of extra electrons from food, especially fruits and vegetables have more electrons. But if you think about the amount that you would have to eat, and you contrast that to the simplicity of putting your bare feet on the earth and absorbing this, and then you think about just a longevity of it. So when you eat something, you get that little bit, but then when you're not eating, you're not getting it. Every single moment that you're connected to the earth, you're in this absorption mode of recharging. And so just from an efficiency standpoint, there's nothing that can beat it. It's unbelievable. So what I suggest to people when they ask me, you know, how to kind of build a life that's really based on the simple things to make you healthy, start there. Start with the basics. You know, start by connecting to the earth and absorbing that energy so you're properly charged, and get some really good water and some, you know, eat real food, not food-like stuff. And surround yourself and reconnect with people who are on that level of a vibration so you can continue to hold, because our mind is so powerful. And I find that you have access to more positive thoughts and to more access to possibility in your life when you're not all mucked up with pain and inflammation and fatigue. I mean, it's really hard to feel inspired when you're like hurting and you can't peel yourself out of bed in the morning. So the two really go hand in hand, physiology and psychology, without a doubt.
Let me ask you about, has there been any research related to things like cancer? And I know we're not going to give medical advice here, and we cannot give medical advice, and this is not a substitute for that. But what is the research showing in some of the different most common disease areas? And maybe we could start with cancer. Is there anything related to cancer?
Well, again, so what we're looking at right now is measuring physiologic change. And what's interesting is how our medical system is divided is we put things into categories. So cancer is one thing, and multiple sclerosis is another thing, and arthritis is another thing. But when you look at what's the commonality behind that, cancer included, there's this chronic inflammation at play. So, again, cancer is the exact same thing. So when you look at, and I can share stories with you of people that have had amazing results, and we've also watched in a laboratory with blood levels and things like that. But when you understand the mechanism of how it works, that it's quenching chronic inflammation, then and you make the connect the dots that chronic inflammation is the thread really behind all of these diseases, then you recognize that there's nothing that can't be impacted by reconnecting to the earth. And it's not a treatment whatsoever. It's your own body doing the healing. It's just it's now been empowered to do the cleanup work that it's designed to do. So you know you could go across the board and you're going to be able to find stories of people who have healings. And that's why earthing the products don't heal or treat any of those conditions. But our body is brilliant, and our natural healing mechanism knows exactly what to do. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Let me ask you, Marilyn, I want everyone to write in your questions for Dr. Christy anything related to what can I do right now to better my health, you know, minimize stress, get the flood of antioxidants that our bodies are literally starving and thirsting for, whatever it is. Let's just rapid fire question and answer. Let's give you so much value and so many practical things so that every day you have something new that you can do to better your life and the people that you love. And Marilyn, she knows what to do. And she's written us, she says, is there, you know, I live on a, she says, I have a hateful neighbor. I was trying to find where it was. She says, I have a hateful neighbor that harasses me when I go outside for any length of time. But she does walk her dogs over a half hour on concrete and cement in tennis shoes. Okay, so I'm going to assume, first of all, Christy, that that's not going to, the tennis shoes on cement, it's not grounded, right?
That's right. So unfinished cement, so that means that cement that doesn't have like a shiny finish, it will conduct somewhat. So that is a possibility. But our shoes, and this is part of the breakdown of why we're so disconnected and so electron deficient, our shoes don't conduct. So really the only type of shoe that would conduct would be a full leather sole or going barefoot. You know, those would be the two ways to be able to really absorb Earth's energy.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I have some, and then she'd have to be walking not on concrete, though, because if it's finished concrete, even though you're wearing leather shoes, there's nothing coming through the concrete, correct?
Well, it depends. If that concrete is poured directly on ground and that concrete wasn't finished, so let's say, you know, if it wasn't shiny, then it would transmit a little bit. It wouldn't be as powerful as having your bare feet on grass, but it still would transmit a bit.
Okay, a little bit.
So for those people who are in urban areas, that is a source that you can connect with, as long as it's not finished.
Okay. And then she'd have to wear some leather shoes, which would not be running shoes or tennis shoes. So it'd have to be all leather. And then what I remember Clint telling me, too, was that you'd have to find shoes that were all leather and didn't have any rubber in them at all, like no rubber, like insoles or seams, liners,
exactly.
And that's kind of difficult these days as well. So all leather, straight leather.
Yeah, and this is where the tools really come in, because what I recognize is, okay, we found this in the research and it's so profound, but how is this really going to apply to everyday life given the culture that we live in? And that's where it comes back to, okay, how do we actually make this practical? And that's where I think, you know, having something that we can connect to while we're inside is probably our best bet for the majority of us, to be honest, if you want to really get the full benefit of it.
Okay, she's asking, Margot is asking, she's from Amsterdam or close to Amsterdam. She says, hi, Darius, I live in Holland, and the earth electricity has only two points, and the third one is closed off. I'm not sure what she means there. I have a 220-volt instead of 110-volt. Can we use this over here, or is it only in the USA?
So in several different countries, there's different adapters that can be used in an outlet, but if it only has two prongs, that means it's not grounded. So in that scenario, you would use the grounding rod. So you would actually want to connect directly to the earth, and there are extensions. So you literally, you know, could be up on the third or fourth story, and you could still reach. So that's what I would suggest for someone in that scenario.
One person's asking really quick, does the shoe have to be real leather or could it be faux leather or fake leather? I guess I would think
no, it has
not.
To be the real deal.
Okay,
we
the real
to.
Deal.
Yeah, we have to. Again, it's coming back to, I think this is part of our paradigm shift, right? Like coming back to real things that are really from nature. We are a natural being. So, yes, coming back, only natural leather conducts.
Another person is asking, with cortisol regulating better our, I guess, our body fat levels or our insulin or whatever it is that cortisol does, would there be a reduction or have you seen like a reduction in fat storage or like belly fat?
I was waiting for someone to write in about that. I just lobbed that out there and we didn't bite on it. There's actually a study done, an animal study done with rats. And we found over time with consistent diet that that the animals that were consistently grounded, their body weight was 15% less than the rest that were not. And if you look at that, you know, 15% of, you know, let's say 100 pound person, that's like your last 15 pounds. You know, that's so hard to lose. So so it can have a fairly big impact. And part of that, you know, what we see is it can be because of the cortisol, but also pairing that with keeping blood sugar stable and then also helping to optimize thyroid function, they all work together to enhance metabolism.
And how long was that study done? I mean, was that over a year? Was that over a couple months? How long did that
particular
study...
one at that point, I believe, was 9 months, and now it's been longer, but that's when the data was gathered.
So you look at it and you realize that you've got 9 months and 15% of body weight. So, I mean, if someone's been living for 30 years, I mean, I'm just thinking cumulatively, it's possible if they've been living for like 30 years ungrounded and they were 20 and they were thin and then now 50, they're a lot heavier and they're wondering what happened. And there would be a cumulative effect of that and other factors as well, but very interesting stuff.
Yeah, and again, the body is going to come back to its natural set point. So our body has, it doesn't want to be overweight. It wants to, you know, be full of vitality and life, and excess weight certainly robs us of that. So it's going to bring you back to your set point, but it's not going to drive you below that. It's going to, that's the wonderful thing of really getting back in touch with your body's innate intelligence, that it's going to bring you back to what's best for you. So, that's a great adjunct to anyone who's trying to lose weight, and especially for those women who are running on low thyroid. They understand the frustration. It's like you can have the best of intentions and be busting your tail and working out and eating healthy and still not see that scale budge, in part because our metabolism is so low because of thyroid function, and so many of us have this bouncing blood sugar. So this is a really nice foundation for any type of a weight loss program.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of other factors to, you know, weight changes in the population and so forth. But you look back at, you know, people back in the 30s or 20s, and, you know, you only had rubber shoes. Leather shoes. You didn't have a lot of the synthetic stuff. And most people, when you look back, they were pretty thin in relation to what we are seeing with a lot of people now. And think about it. I mean, a lot of people say, well, it's an emotional issue, and that's why I overeat. Well, you know, people had emotional challenges then too, and it was different. It seems like a lot of these things are coming home to roost as we're getting more and more disconnected. It's sort of like the tidal wave of things is just becoming unsustainable for so many people.
It is, and we actually have bought into it. We actually think it's normal now as we age to put on weight, to have our joints break down, to, you know, be in pain and have things fall apart. We think that's normal. We're like, oh, we're getting old.
Right. Look,
we've totally sold out. The human body is not meant to have that rapid degeneration. What's so striking is you can learn a lot by looking at nature. And animals in the wild, they're in contact with the earth all the time, right? And they don't have, they might die of you know, poisoning by eating a bad weed or something, but they don't have MS or lupus or arthritis or cancers or anything like this. If you take an animal and you domesticate them, you cut them off from earth supply, you bring them inside our homes, our pets are getting the same diseases we do. You know, how many dogs and cats have arthritis and cancer and leukemia and all of these things? And so it really begs the question, you know, what's the impact of us not being connected with that energy source? So that's a really interesting, you know, point of that. So our bodies are the same. If we can stay connected to the earth, we have that opportunity for such a longer vital life.
Well, I just had a friend that had to put down a pet, and he's, you know, 40-year-old, 39-year-old man, and he said he was, you know, just crying for days. And it is real, and we're doing it to ourselves, and unfortunately, because of our seeming unawareness, which none of us can say now because of what we're promulgating this truth, we're doing it to our pets and to even our children and the ones that we love and our mothers and fathers, because we know this now, and we have knowledge that maybe we didn't have before. Let me ask this question. We've got one that came in. Let me find it. Oh, goodness. One quick one from Colleen, and she's asking about, she has a Sleep Number bed that is filled with air and plugged in. Will it connect? And I can answer this one, actually, Dr. Christie, because I have a Sleep Number bed. And, yeah, it's totally different. You just lay the pad. You lay the half sheet on top of the mattress, or really on top of the, what is the bed sheet, the main comforter sheet or whatever, so that your feet touch it at night. So it totally would work just fine. It doesn't interfere with the Sleep Number bed at all, correct?
It won't interfere with anything you have. So if you have a favorite blanket, mattress pad, anything, you just want to have it on the top so that you have bare skin contact with the earthing sheet. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, Alexander just asked this. I love getting all these questions. She said, my mother's ankles and legs have been swollen for years. She's been to all sorts of doctors and had many tests done. They cannot do anything for her. Well, that's not a surprise. She wouldn't, no anger or anything intended to doctors. I apologize, but it usually is the answer as well. There's nothing you can do. You're getting very old. Just deal with it. And, you know, there's always something that, you know, we can do, I think, at some level to better our life. So she says she wakes up with pain in her legs. She is 87 years old. Has there been anything related to swelling or ankle pain or water in the lower legs and circulation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all circulation. So you'll find, and earthing is one of the best things that she could do, because no matter what, you're going to optimize circulation, which really what that means is you're going to bring more nutrients to the area and carry away waste. And that's what that swelling is, that edema, is pooling because of poor circulation. So that's one of the best things that you can do, is keep her connected. And I would have her connected as many hours as possible. You know, I love that your listener, so what I've been finding along this kind of crusade has been just such an appreciation of how much we, as human beings, when we get really in touch with something like this that's so profound, we start thinking about every person in our life who could benefit. It's like, how could this help my mom and my kids and my neighbor? And, you know, you just start, like, thinking, because almost everyone is impacted by, you know, these issues of circulation and chronic fatigue and trouble sleeping and pain and inflammation, you know. And so it becomes this joy of bringing this awareness to other people. So that's one thing, you know, I recommend to people as well. If you get this for yourself, it's going to eat away at you if you don't get this for your child. Because you can't, in good conscience, know that they're not getting this benefit. I've actually a part of a research study, and we're looking at the impact of earthing on plants. And I'll keep this short. I know our time is closing. But what's profound, if you take two bulbs and you connect one to the earth and allow it to grow, and the other you just have in a vase, you'll find that the bulb that's connected to the earth grows almost twice as fast, but even more profound, it grows almost twice as tall. And so the moment I saw this research happening, and it's repeatable over and over and over, I just instantly thought of our kids and said, oh, my goodness, you know, we have to get our kids reconnected. And so that's part of my mission I'm taking forward, is to really bring this education to parents and ultimately to impact children as to what's the possibility for that if they could grow up with being connected to this energy and to have, you know, their bodies stabilized and experiencing normal health as much as possible.
I feel that. I just, thinking about that, it's just incredible what's possible and what we're missing out on. I had a question, and a really good one, and I want to make sure that I ask it. Oh, goodness, I don't want to forget this. I absolutely don't want to miss this question. And, okay, here it is. I thought for a minute, and someone asked a very similar question. They said, what if I make like a little patch of grass? This person lives inside, like in an apartment, and can't get outside very easily. She was thinking, could I make like grow like a patch of grass on like a plate or something, like a, you know, like a little square rectangular type of pan, and grow grass? And then when you talked about the plant that was actually in a vase, I thought of the same thing. So that is not grounded. Just because it's in dirt, it's not grounded.
Yeah. So like for the plant example for our research, we actually took a grounding rod that was connected outside to the ground itself, and that's how we grounded the plant. So when you think of grounding, what you're actually connecting to isn't just soil. It is literally the earth itself, so that the energy of the earth, it's on the surface of the earth that all of this energy, these electrons, live. And so you have to be in contact with that source to be able to get the health benefit. Good clarification.
So it's not just, so we can't just go to the feed, to the plant store and get a bag of, you know, mulch and put it on, like, in our bathtub and ground, because that's not, it has to be connected to, is it connected to the core? I mean, where is this coming from, the electrons? Is it from, like, the Earth, Mother Earth? I mean, it's almost amazing to imagine that Mother Earth is just giving us all this free. Like, we don't even have to pay for it. We can get it. Where is it coming from?
That's the irony of it, right? It's like this amazing, endless source of electrons is here free. And it's a little bit of a complex story, but it has a lot to do with lightning in the sun.
Mm.
And that's what keeps this electrical nature of the earth stable.
Wow.
So if we didn't have lightning, and if we didn't have sun that was heating up these electrons causing the weather patterns, our earth wouldn't exist as it does today. So it's really that cycle. And again, it's looking at the perfection of the cycle of nature and reinserting ourselves back into our place in nature. We've forgotten our place, which is we are a part of nature. We're not separate from it.
Yes.
So it's just putting us squarely back where we belong.
Well, I want to talk about, I mean, because this is free, and you can get grounded for free. It doesn't cost you where, you know, none of us are holding the gateway to grounding and saying, well, you've got to do what we're doing or invest in an earthing kit, because it's free. It's yours. I mean, you can go out right now and ground yourself for hours and hours. The challenge, the travesty, in a sense, of our modern society is that, and maybe it is a benefit as well, is that we are not out, unless we live on a farm and we're going to work barefoot, laboring out in nature every day. Now, some of us might be, but the majority of the people here that are on this call are probably living in an urban space, or they're living in their house a lot, or they just say, you know, if this is good and I can get 30 minutes of it a day, maybe I want to get several hours of it a day, or I want to get it all night while I'm sleeping, or, you know, I have an elderly parent that can't walk outside because if she does, she might trip on a tree root or a branch or uneven ground, or she might get cold, or maybe you live in an area that's cold, or maybe you say, well, I can ground myself in the summer, but then 5-6 months out of the year when it's cold and rainy or whatever else is going on, I can't. So you can do this, but there's ways that you could maybe make it a lot more a part of your life and get much more benefits. And that's really that's why we brought Dr. Christie on. So you get the information, you can use it, but then if you want to go deeper and have it in your bodily system all the time, there's some other things you can do. And Christie, maybe let's talk about that, because I happened on some of the pages that have what your work with Clint's company and have put together, and we had Clint on last year, and it was just incredible, and we had so many people just astounded by the work, and so we really support it as being part of the UWealth Revolution. Let's talk about what is in the special work that you put together for us here, and it's even cheaper than last time from what I remember. It's reduced even more. And I want to let everybody know where that is. It's at UWealth, YOUWealthRevolution.com/earthing, EARTHING. That's UWealthRevolution.com/earthing, EARTH, and then just add an ING to earth, earthing. Tell us what's in this package.
Sure. It's really easy for me to brag about and suggest this because being on the research team, it makes no difference for me financially whatsoever if somebody buys this or not. And I'm completely attached to every person on the planet getting reconnected to the earth. So it's almost like it's always easier to brag about somebody else than your own. So I can brag all day long about the earthen kit.
Let me ask you, and we didn't talk about this, and we probably should have. You are on the research team. So what is your role and responsibility in this process, and kind of what do you do all day?
Yeah. Well, my accountability is really to continue to further the research and also to continue to further the message, the outreach that we're having, so that we can really educate and empower people. This
okay.
is as it's really a humanitarian effort more than anything, because it's one of those things that every human being on the planet deserves to know. So that's my personal, vest in this. That's what I'm up to. And it makes me really joyful that there's a company like Earthing that can put together some tools to make it easier. And so so it's very easy for me to brag about them because they're at an arm's length. But in the package that they've put together for the listeners, there's an organic cotton earth bed pad, which is a half sheet, and that goes
right.
on the end of your bed. And that's made of organic cotton, and then a universal earthing mat with a cover. And again, that's what I use when I'm either on the computer, or you can put the cover on, which will make it nice and soft. You can put it on the couch. You can use it for almost anything. And then they've also included, I'm looking at this list, I'm like, wow, an auto-sleep pad.
Surprise, surprise. We pull some pretty heavy strings here.
Oh, my gosh. An auto seat pad, and then there's an outlet checker that you can check to make sure your outlets are grounded, and then a continuity tester. That just basically means that once you have it all hooked up, you can ensure that you're getting earth energy. So you put it on there, and if earth energy is coming to you, it turns green. So that's what the tester is. And then a ground rod, so you have the option of putting it out directly so your friends, especially over where they don't have access to grounded outlets, are taken care of, and an earthing book. So, that's amazing. I can tell you that a lot of people, I hear feedback from the team, the sales team at Earthing and the customer service. And what's really striking is that how many people call back and order more and more. It's like for a lot of people, it becomes a gift giving, you know. So it's like everyone you love, what they're getting for whatever upcoming holiday is, you know, some semblance of an Earthing package. That's a really amazing one. Very, very great.
Yeah, I invested in this for myself and then also my family and just outright said, you know, I want it. I'm not even going to ask questions. And the difference it made in my mom's life and how she feels now compared to where she was a year ago, which is a lot of aches and pains and fatigue. And, I mean, it's priceless. I mean, I really feel like as a son, what I did with that decision was, really like giving her just a new life, you know, a lot more years and a lot more possibilities. And so it's a really amazing thing. When you give it to yourself, it's cool. But when you can do it for someone else, it's really cool. So let's go through maybe the pieces, because the earthing sheet, this is probably the same one that I have. This is like a long sheet. It's half it's probably maybe like 3 feet tall, like it's 3 feet tall and then really wide. So it just goes on the bottom or the middle of your bed sheet and you can just lay on it. I mean, all you really want to do is have your body touching it, right?
Yeah, your bare skin contact is what you want.
Okay. And Clint was telling me that, like, there is silver in this thing. They had, like, I mean, a lot of silver. So it's actually silver thread that makes it connect to your body. And he said something like a mile of silver or something just... unimaginable in this thing.
It is. It's about a mile of woven silver thread. And so that's what causes the conductivity. And we all know how expensive silver is, but it also has the added benefit of being antimicrobial. So from a health perspective, silver is really nice as well. So yeah, how the half sheet works.
It's very interesting because we were talking with Clint last year and we're talking about how silver went up and silver just... You know, about 2-3 years ago was something at like, you know, $10 an ounce, and now it's at 30, and it goes up and down, and we're seeing a lot of movement. I mean, one of the things, it's kind of cool, I'll just throw this in, one of the things that we talked about a lot on the Wealth Revolution was sort of like the move to like real things of value and sort of like the natural elements, like we've been so disconnected. And so people say, well, why is silver going up and gold? Well, because people are scared that the money system is no longer going to be viable, that paper money somehow may not have value anymore. Just imagine that a piece of paper could lose value. Well, of course, and of course people want to go back to the real elements that have true value, like silver and gold, and like the earth's energy, and like connecting to your mission, connecting to your passion, being who you're meant to be, being your real true self, recharge. I mean, this is not just isolated, it's just this whole movement. So it's amazing to me and symbolic that something like earthing uses silver, which is this natural element, and yes, it's going up in value. So that thing has over a mile of silver thread in it, and that's what makes it work so well. It's just incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. It's like all the dots start coming together, you know, and we go, oh, wow, this something big is changing on the planet. Okay, the second item is the universal earthing mat with cover. And this is the one I have on my desk, actually, that I use while I'm working. It's really long. It's probably maybe about 2 feet long and maybe about a foot wide or so. And I use this just every day I'm touching it, you know, with my hands, my everything. It's, and this
and it's
is the one...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Christy.
Well, I was going to say that, so I use mine as a desk mat as well, but I also have a lot of clients who use it. You know, anytime you'd use like a hot water bottle or you want some pain relief to an area, they put the cover on it, and then you can put it on, you know, your back. You could put it on your shoulders. You could isolate it to an area. What we find is that the more targeted you can get on an area, the often more potent the anti-inflammatory effect. So you can actually take this and apply it directly to an area. So like the caller who called in earlier who had a mother with the lymphedema and the edema in the legs, that's something you could actually do is wrap it right around that area where there's a concern.
Hmm. And this one also, I remember we were talking last year about it, did people use it for their pets? They put like where their pets sleep or,
yep,
you know, so the pets can lay on it. They can put it on the sofa while they're watching television. So it has 101 uses, if not more. And then there's another thing that...
Oh, I was going to say what's interesting is I have one on my couch and my dogs...
Yeah.
It's a whole big wraparound sectional sofa, but my dogs will sit squarely right on this little patch where there is this earthing mat. So they must feel something intuitively because they're wild and woolly, but they choose to sit right on that mat when given the choice.
Yeah, they know. And our Cocker Spaniel, Gigi, did the same thing, and she, you know, she knows right where it is. And they know. And what's amazing to me is that, you know, and nothing against the human being or human race, but we are very intelligent, but we are so unintelligent as it comes to our natural awareness and intuitiveness. Like we've shut that off for sort of like our artificial intelligence, even though it's killing us. And it is killing us to be disconnected, yet we don't have that awareness. We're very smart with our computers and iPads, and we can tell you about the latest show, you know, the average person, but we don't realize what's killing us, and we don't even have the body awareness to know. But our body is telling us, and it's saying, you know, you're getting the symptoms. The symptom is not normal, and we've been conditioned to think, yeah, that's just because I'm getting older. Not true. So there's also an auto seat pad that people can use while they, you know, drive. That's something else. And then this other thing is a big piece, the outlet checker, because a lot of people want to make sure it's working. Like I check mine every month or so. Is it really working? Is it grounded? Is it doing what it's supposed to do? And so that's what that and the continuity tester is supposed to do, correct?
Yep. The outlet checker you put into your outlet, and you're looking for the two orange lights, which means that that you have a grounded outlet, and the tester you can actually put directly on the product, and you'll assure yourself that you're getting Earth's energy.
Mm. Now, my mom was living in, they live in a house that's a little older than 1960s, like 1950s some, and they don't have that third hole in the plug. They have just the two prongs that, you know, but there's no grounding hole. So what they did was they had to get the rod, and it was very simple. My mom did it herself. She stuck it in the dirt, and then she brought that wire through the window and just left the window. Actually, she closed the window, and
yeah,
I thought, I remember telling, yeah, she closed it, and I remember asking Clint, isn't that going to cut the wire? And he said, no, that wire is like so heavy duty, you can't cut it. And it didn't. It was incredible, the wire and everything, and she had it set up in about 5 minutes. Do they get that as well if they live in an older home, or is that something they have to specifically ask for?
No, the ground rod is included.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Oh, yeah, I see it right here. So they get the grounding rod. That is amazing. Okay, and then also the earthing book. Very cool. Oh, this is even better than what I got. I need to get it again.
I'm like, I might call the show and order some myself. That's amazing.
Yeah. It is a very cool deal. let me tell people where it is, and then I want to ask you a few other questions. And I want people to submit questions because we can, you know, there's things we can learn and we can do now to get help. So just submit your questions to us. So for Dr. Christie, maybe there's something that a family member is dealing with or a child, and you're wondering, hey, has there been maybe a research study on this, or is there any promising research in this area? Could this help this area or condition? You know, we can't diagnose. We're not offering medical advice, but there may be some things coming down the pipe that researchers are discovering that could benefit a situation that someone has. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/earthing, E-A-R-T-H-I-N-G. It is $199. It's a $400 value, if not much more. I mean, that's just what you may say you're selling it for, but I mean, the value for me to get this for my mom and see her feeling better, you know, I'd pay $10,000 for that. I'd pay $100,000 for that. I really, at the end of my life, I'll know that I helped her feel better. That's priceless, really. So the value is kind of silly, but it's $199 to get it now. This is 50% off. And the other thing that you've done as well, Christian, the Earthing Company, is if people don't like this, they can try it for 30 days.
Yeah.
And get their money back?
Yeah. I mean, that's the neat thing and why it's such a pleasure to work with Clint and this company. It's that they're really here to make a difference and to really cause a profound impact for people and to follow through on that promise. So he can make that because there are very, very, very few people who ever choose to send something back. It the more routine thing looks like, wow, and how can I get one for my mother, my sister, my brother, there's a reason why he's able to make such a generous offer.
Okay, let's ask, let's get some questions here that are coming in. I'm going to check something really quick to make sure my system's working well. Okay, so first question, oh goodness, okay, here we go. Sorry, we had a bunch come in here. 1% question, let's see, what about an airplane? What about water on a boat? If someone is on a boat, could that ground them? Maybe, I don't know, would it have to be fiber, would it have to be metal? Would it have to be leather? I'm not sure.
You mean if you were on like a cruise ship?
Yeah, I don't know. She's asking, are you grounded when you fly in an airplane? And are you grounded when you're on a
boat? You're not. It's definitely
not
grounded
when you're on an airplane.
Yeah. And a boat, you know, there is something to be said about potentially putting a grounding rod into the water, but most of us on a cruise ship don't have that possibility, although the outlets could be grounded via that means. So you'd have to check and see on your boat if, in fact, any of the outlets are grounded. So that could be one possibility. But the auto seat pad is something interesting that in both of those contexts might be helpful in that the auto seat pad works a bit differently than the other products in that if you think about it, you're in a car, you're not grounded to the earth. What in fact the auto seat pad does is it helps to prevent this static electricity buildup, this buildup of you know, all of these ions, which causes more fatigue, it causes you, you know, your energy, your achiness, your inflammation all comes back when you're riding in a car. So the auto seat pad helps to dissipate that static buildup so that you don't have those the extent of the negative impact while you're driving. So you can use that in other applications as well. So for the seat pad, what you do is you clip into any metal part of the car. So usually people clip into right underneath their seat, the metal seat frame. And so you clip into that. And so you could use that application in any other modes of transportation as well.
So driving a lot actually irritates and sort of creates more challenges. That's very interesting because I do start to get really tired sometimes when I drive. Okay, so another question is, Margot is asking, can this be used in Holland? And the question would be, I think, Margot, would be, you know, do your plugs have a ground hole in them or a place for a grounding on the plug? She is on the sixth floor, however, so I don't know if she could get the rod all the way down into the dirt. That's pretty high.
In most high-rise apartments, they will be grounded because it's not electrically safe to have that many floors of ungrounded electrical outlets. So most high-rise buildings are pretty well grounded. And so you just want to check that. If it's not, that's actually a concern you'd want to bring up to whoever owns the building, because that's a bit of a fire hazard.
So what she would do is she would get it, and then she would just get like a, Margo, if you have a plug adapter, I would think, for somebody like that in Amsterdam, if you were going to use like a U.S. appliance or something, just get an adapter, like a, you know, European to U.S. plug adapter kit, and it's not very expensive, and then you would just plug in from there, correct?
Well, you'd want to make sure that it had the adapter ground. So
yes,
there are actually ways to get different grounded adapters for different countries. So that might be something that she wants to follow up with the manufacturer and see if they have something for her country directly.
Okay. Well, Lisa's asking a question that's, I'm sorry, I chuckle a little bit because it's kind of funny thinking about it, but it's a good question. She says, how do the auto pads work? Do you need skin contact? And this just made me chuckle, but I think it's kind of cute. And I have kind of the same question. Should we be driving bottomless? Well,
well, in an ideal world, right? So there's always what's ideal, and then there's what's practical and safe. So, yes, if you could put some bare cheeks on it, brilliant. But because it's working differently, there's enough perspiration and moisture when you're driving because you're in that one constant place that it heats up, that moisture allows the penetration for the static discharge. So it can go through clothing. I mean, you want to not have a big winter jacket on, let's say, and be connected to it. But any regular amount of clothing would be just fine.
Okay, very, very cool. Okay, so it's at uwealthrevolution.com/earthing, EARTHING. And I know last time we had a lot of people. I mean, this was really an incredible thing, and we actually had some challenges because so many people wanted it. So I know that we've got it. We've prepared, you know, we've put together this deal, and I believe this is a lot cheaper than we had it last year. And there's even some things in here that I didn't get, and I'm kind of a little upset about it, but I'll have to order this, the auto seat pad. So this is at uwealthrevolution.com/earthing, EARTHING. And it's $199. It's 50% off, and it's 30 days to bring it into your life. And I assume it's, you know, once they get it, if they're not happy with it, I mean, we also handle the processing of this. So, I mean, we just, if you're not happy, you know, we want you happy. And that is our highest priority, is your happiness. And whatever that takes, we're gonna do it, and we're going to make it happen. Christy, any final words for the group? I mean, what's... I don't know, if somebody's here and wondering, well, you know, is this for me or is this something I'd want? What's one thing that surprised you about earthing? And then what's one thing that really inspires you about earthing? So the first thing that surprises you about it, and the second thing that really inspires you about it.
I think one of the most surprising things is how quickly it works. So, you know, I got used to doing so many different therapies, especially with nutritional supplementation and things like that. And it would take quite a long time for people's bodies to respond. So I'd say, oh, you know, within the next 60 to 90 days, you'll feel a difference. And what I found to be so remarkable about earthing is that within, you know, 20 to 30 minutes, people are having these unbelievable responses. And so the immediacy of it is so surprising to me. I mean, it's really remarkable. I had just a person in my office the other day who came hobbling in. She's had chronic ankle pain for the last 15 years. She has rheumatoid arthritis. And so she hasn't been without pain for that time. And we connected her to the earth. And while we were talking, and so I was doing her intake, and about 15 minutes in already, she looked at me and she said, "Are you kidding?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I just moved my ankle and it didn't hurt." And she stood up and she had no pain. She was running up and down the hallway of my office like a little girl. I mean, she was so excited. And she just was blown away that for 15 years she's been suffering, and within... it was about 15 or 20 minutes. She literally went from a scale of, you know, 9 out of 10 pain to really hardly any pain at all. And that just shows the power that the body has to right itself if we give it what it needs. And this is one of those missing elements that most of us don't even know that's missing, you know, is to get recharged with this energy of the earth. So that's been one of the most surprising things, is the immediacy. One of my favorite things is... just from a larger standpoint, it for me is such a confirmation that everything we need is here, and everybody has access to it. It's not only for the elite. It's not only for people who have lots of extra time or resources.
Yeah.
Everybody can incorporate this in a really effortless way and reap the benefits. And it's going to work the same in everybody's body. It's like gravity. It's not like gravity works for some people and it doesn't work for other people. It's the same thing with the Earth. The Earth doesn't play favorites. Its energy is going to do the same thing in everybody's body. And so the question is just, how long is it going to take for your body to right itself? And what else can you do to support it along the way? So it's really such an honor to be able to carry this message forward.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Christy, for being here and sharing this message and really, I mean, being committed every day to researching and finding new truths about this, which I think is so exciting that every day you're discovering newer things and more breakthroughs and more truths about how to better this in people's lives. And the product in the system hasn't changed. It's been really powerful since practically day one. It's just we're now discovering more and more things are a result of not being grounded to the Earth, and now it's time to change that.
Yeah. Simple. Wow. Well, simple, simple. I love it. I love it when often the most profound answers are the simplest, right?
Amazing. Well, thank you so very much, Dr. Christy, and we want to have you back again for a Q&A and help everybody. All right, everyone, let's do this. Let's send love to Dr. Christy Weston for what she's done on the count of three. One, two, and three.
Thank you. It is my pleasure.
Oh, wow. Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to let everyone know what's coming up next, but I also want to talk a little bit about what we've put together with the Earthing thing. I know my team, the amazing people, we really bent over backwards to say, let's bring this, let's add more things, let's make this as affordable as possible, and let's make sure that we hopefully have enough this time, because last time so many people wanted the Earthing materials and the Earthing products that we actually had some challenges getting it all out. We did it, and it was very quick, but if you decide to wait on this, I just want you to know we are so big this time. Our group is so large. People are so tuned into this message, and they want to get back to who they are. They want to get back to the Earth, back to their truth, back to their natural vibration, natural resonance, natural energetic system of these antioxidants and these electrons coming up from the Earth and being a part of their body and energizing their cells. That this is a big group. So if this is something you want, you just take advantage of it and know that we love you and care about you, and whatever you decide to do, it's fine with us. I mean, you're family and we want you here. And if you just want to go outside right now and sit on the grass, go do that. I mean, that's totally awesome. That's what we're here to open you up to, is just a new way of living your life that empowers you. So if you're interested, though, in having this 24 hours a day like I do, you know, sleeping on it, waking up and having it on your desk when you work, and just having it for your pet and your parents or your family, my wife uses it. You can go to uwealthrevolution.com/earthing, E-A-R-T-H-I-N-G. And it is. This works for everybody. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It doesn't matter whether you know how to use it or not. Just test it, put it on. It takes about 5 minutes, and it's yours. So that is what I want to tell you. And we have Larry Crane tomorrow, and we have a full weekend and some surprises coming up. And this incorporates really beautifully. Last time we had Caitlin Kate, who was talking with us about what she was doing with Vibes Up and how that connects with Earthing in an incredible way. And she told us that both of these actually dance together, that it actually, they both worked more powerfully together than alone. So if you did take part in the Vibe Up materials or any of that stuff, this actually, she did studies on this as well, that they both work together in an incredible way. I've got everything on my desk. I've got the Vibe Up thing I'm sitting on. I've got the Earthing pad that's on my hand, that I'm putting my hands on, and I've got the Earthing sheet. So I just bathe myself in this every day, and I can tell you I am very excited about what it's doing. So we love you. We care about you. We want to give you everything we have. Let me get to a few questions really quick. I'm so sorry. So let me do this. One person is asking, do plastic covers on the mattress prevent conductivity? My guess, and I am not an earthing expert, but from my research and what I've talked with Clint and also Dr. Christie, you will not want to have plastic covers over the earthing half sheet. So when, what you do is you put the earthing half sheet on your mattress over the slip cover, so your skin touches that half sheet, because that half sheet has silver in it. It has over a mile of silver. You want that silver, that antibacterial, high conductive power silver thread to be touching your skin. And if it is, you don't want any plastic over that, because that would definitely, in my opinion, reduce that connectivity, if not kill it. So you don't want that. If you wanted to have a plastic, you could have the half sheet over the plastic, okay? And then the other person, Lisa, was asking really quick, could you clarify the effect on concrete versus dirt and grass? And what Dr. Christie said was that concrete, if it's raw and unfinished, has a little bit of connectivity, not much grounding effect. So a small effect, but if you're wearing rubber-soled shoes, which I remember Clint said like 95% of shoes today are rubber-soled, and even leather shoes have some rubber in them, so you won't get it unless you walk barefoot on the concrete. But even if you are on the concrete and you're barefoot, you're going to get a very small percentage of the effect. Dirt and grass, as long as it's just connected to the earth and not like in a dish or in your bathtub, or you can't just dig up a square, like a 1 foot by 1 foot square from the backyard and put it on a cooking pan and say, well, this is my grounding, I'm going to put my feet on this. No, that would not work. That would not work, because it has to be connected to the whole earth and the core and everything. So you can't just pull it and bring it indoors, unfortunately. But that's why this is out there. So I just want to thank everybody. I know we went long. It's such an exciting thing for me. I've seen huge changes in my mom and myself and everyone else in my life that's used this. So we love you. We care about you. And just take some time. Go outside today and enjoy what the earth is going to give you. And let this be a lesson that everything you have, it's already been given to you. Like, you have this ability to be healthy. You have this ability to be amazing, to be empowered, to be brilliant, to be a genius, to share your gifts and have whatever you want, be it more friends, more love, more compassion, if it's more money. All of that comes from the things that no one can take away. No one's going to take away the grounding of the earth. That's yours free. No one's going to take away your gifts. That's yours free. No one's going to take away your intuition. That's yours free. All of that's yours. It's been given to you. It's your divine right. And we have to just connect back to it. And sometimes we have to learn new ways of being to connect to that, and new bits of information and new ways of feeling and perceiving the world around us. And if you do that, you connect to the greatest power of all. It's the power of you. And it's the you wealth that nothing and no one can take away. We love you. We care about you. We'll see you tomorrow. If you're interested in the earthing package, and this is like the upgraded version from what we had last year, you can go to youwealthrevolution.com/earthing, EARTHING. Much love. We'll see you on the next You Wealth Revolution call.